Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Most High God, loved ones. As I always say and mean it from my heart, I am so grateful for the gift of life that Yah breathes through me, or the gift of life through His only begotten and beloved Son, in whom He is well pleased, none other than Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And I thank Him and am equally grateful for the breath of life that He breathes through me. Peace and blessings to all the believers and saints that are called by the name of Yeshua the Messiah, and those that are called to be saints. Certainly I hope and pray that the Holy Spirit would fall upon your heart in hearing the truth of the gospel of Yeshua the Messiah, the Son of the Most High God, that it would fall upon your conscience and prick the heart to want to follow the truth for your soul's salvation's sake, understanding the fundamental doctrine of believers of Yeshua the Messiah, that He died for our sins. He shed His blood, nailed to a cross, crucified, and was buried in the earth for 3 days and three nights, only to be resurrected by the power of the Most High God, Yah, and He is now seated at the right hand of the Father. This is the foundation of our belief. This is what we call the gospel truth. And you have to believe it. You have to receive it and believe it to be saved. So I say grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior. And when I speak of Lord, I'm speaking in terms of the Lord of lords and the God of gods, none other than Yeshua the Messiah, to the believers that are spread abroad. And I want to say that let us remain steadfast. Salvation is promised to those who endure unto the end. We are certainly in perilous times. These are difficult times. Anyone that don't believe that to be true, it's simply because they are living a lie, and they are living a dream that is of this world. But if you're going to commit yourself to Yeshua the Messiah, if you're going to live for God in this ungodly, unjust, and wicked world, it's going to be challenging, to say the least. You know, it is what it is. It's a pressing way. And we have to press into our salvation. You know, we have to press, and it is not without injury. It's not without pain and suffering. It is not without sacrifice. And even for some, it's going to be not without them losing their lives. We don't know what God has bestowed upon us for the final calling of our salvation. Some will be given to the sword. Some will be given to death. Others to sufferings and persecutions, afflictions. As I say, though, to make it into the kingdom for what Yah has purposed unto us, it is not going to be without all effort exhausted in our mere bodies. And then by the carrying on of the Holy Spirit, for where in our flesh we give up, we would tap out. And so we need to be mindful, because America is a very prosperous nation. Let's say as far as goods and products, as far as things that are for the eyes, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those things that cater to that, those elements, America is very wealthy and a very powerful country, very influential. I have to say that I'm quite surprised at the level of influence that America has on the world, even with nations that don't like America. So I kind of respect this nation in regards to its influence and its power, that to some degree other nations bow down to. For lack of a better term, bow down. However, we had these smaller nations that, you know, they're standing their ground and they're refusing to be taken over by America's philosophy, by America's culture, you know, and this is where we have these nations that are into their Islamic religion, and they don't want to be westernized. So, you know, you have Iran, we've had Iraq, and we have Yemen and Syria and these other nations. Though Syria had a large community of Christians. But with that being said, I believe for a believer, the strongest opposition for true believers who want to live the truth is in America dealing with these temptations. We don't have persecutions so much. Well, black folks deal with a degree of persecution. Caucasians are not dealing with persecution for the most part at the top of the list. They are not dealing with persecution. This is why, or should I say tribulation. As a nation of people, the European nation of people, and I said persecution, but I meant to say tribulation. Caucasians are not dealing with tribulation. They inflict great tribulation on other nations of people, on other colors of people of the world. They inflict great tribulation, but them in and of themselves as a nation of people are not dealing with great tribulation. This is why I believe that the great tribulation that Yah is speaking about in his word is designed, is totally for the European Caucasian Christian nation of people to do unto them what they have done unto others. And then if you are trusting of this nation of people, be it America, be it the UK, in these different places, if you have put confidence in them and trust in them above your God, then you're going to be victims of Yah's tribulation as well. You know, see, Yah can deliver us from their tribulation, but there's no deliverance. There's no deliverer. When Yah inflicts his great tribulation on a European nation, is going to be most devastating. The scripture teaches us that it will be like none ever before. But then that makes sense because America is the greatest nation. The European nation in this day and time is unlike any other nation ever before in wealth and in power, influence. They control the whole earth. They run the agenda of this earth. When you see the earth wreaking havoc, when you see the instability, when you see the sexual perversions, when you see chaos, when you see just wickedness abounding, it is under the influence of the Caucasian European Christian people dominance on this earth. It is a reflection of their power and might as an empire on this earth. And Yah is going to bring it to utter destruction. And they are going to experience great tribulation. It's as simple as that. And it has everything to do with what we've been speaking about, because I cannot help but continue on the subject of the witchcraft that is in Christianity and its origin. And just to recap, I made mention of the father of what we know in Christianity today is Simon the Sorcerer, Simon Magus. You know, he walked with the apostles. He was rebuked by the apostles. He never repented. The scripture don't show that he humbled himself to repent when he was rebuked by Peter, the chief apostle. But it goes on to show in history that he set out to establish his own church, his own movement, and be his own apostle. And out of this, we got the birth of what we know today as Christianity, And I've told you all, and I've said that Christian, even though we see it in the Bible, is three times in the Bible, the word Christian. But it was not a term of endearment. It's just as simple as that. Being called a Christian was not a term of endearment. It was a mockery. It wasn't something that the believers were proud of. See, our what we believe was just the way of life. It was the truth. And so, you know, Christianity came, and with this truth, it mingled from, we see that with Samaria and the Samaritans, with heathenism and paganism and Gnosticism, you know, because it went from, you know, the Samaritans, and then it got into the Gentiles, and the Gentiles had their own issues. You know, they had their own heathenisms and idolatries and paganisms. And so all that had happened is when Christianity, when the gospel had been received as a state religion by the emperor of Rome, Constantine, then it became universally accepted. But the believers in Yeshua, the Messiah, had first been persecuted and was under heavy affliction. But the more that they were pressed, persecuted, and afflicted, the more the gospel spread. And Constantine had to take notice and realize that if you can't beat them, join them. But his doctrine, but for what he knew, came from Simon the Sorcerer, who had gone into Rome. And this is why, as I stated before, that the Catholic Church, in their wickedness, when they make mention of Simon Peter as the apostle of Rome, they are lying to the people. They're referring to Simon the Sorcerer. It is not Simon Peter. And so Constantine had prescribed to that doctrine, to that way of life, that Simon the Sorcerer is the father of. And so we have Christianity today that is rooted in witchcraft. It is rooted and idolatry. It is rooted in all ungodliness, and the umbrella covers so much. This is where you had the racists, these Christian founding fathers of this land that came against the Native Americans. They were religious zealots as Puritans and pilgrims came here. And instead of preaching the gospel and living the gospel to the natives here, they did it only to their advantage in taking these people lands and their resources. And they have ever done this. The Europeans have always sent out missionaries to disarm the people with the name of Yahweh Shai, or Yeshua the Messiah, excuse me, Jesus Christ. Yahweh Shai is the ancient Greek. I don't tend to use, excuse me, the ancient Hebrew, the original Hebrew. And then we have the modern Hebrew with respect to Yeshua. And then we have the English version with respect to Jesus. But they have the Gentiles in the spirit of Christianity that is infused with witchcraft and sorcery, have gone into the nations and under this magic been able to subdue the people with their missionaries, first going into these lands, being the first line of defense to break down the barriers of the cultures, of the leaders that would protect their tribes and community. And once they break them down with the powerful name of Yeshua the Messiah, then the governments that are of Satan come in and take advantage of the people. It has always been that good cop, bad cop scenario. This is the way they operate. They send operatives. They send the lambs, if you will, getting ready for the wolves to prepare the sheep to be slaughtered by the wolves. This is how it is. This is what is under the umbrella of Christianity. Homosexuality. I made mention of the racism, the homosexuality, the hatred, you know, the idolatry, the sexual perversion. I mean, the list can go on and on. There is no religion on the planet that embodies such sins against the flesh, such things that go against what they are taught by their God to honor. See, if your God that you say you prescribe to teach you about holiness, then it is incumbent upon the believers and the followers to pursue holiness. Now, if you deal with a God that teaches you to be hateful, to be racist, to be sexually perverted, and he writes that for you to, that it's okay for you to live such a lifestyle, then live that lifestyle. Be under that religion. But you cannot have a God that esteems righteousness. He is the epitome of righteousness and holiness and all that is good and all that is godly. He esteems that, but you live a lifestyle contrary to what is good, what is godly, what is right, what is righteous. And I say good and I say right in respect to godly and righteous, because not everything good and not everything right is of God. You know, especially when you live in a land that usurps Yah's word with the likes of a constitution and other laws and privileges and rights that they afford to the people that go totally against what is prescribed in the scripture, which is why it is such an offense when they put their hand on the Bible and swear an oath to defend and support a profane constitution and rights of people to be sinful. So with that being said, it is why it's important to begin to separate between what is in this word. See, you can come out of Christianity, just don't come out of the word of Yah. Just don't come out of the body of the Messiah. Coming out of Christianity has nothing to do with coming out of the word of Yah. Coming away, separating yourself from the truth, which is the Son of Yah. When you're coming out of Christianity, when you come up under the spell of ignorance and foolishness and the gluttonous of sin, when you're coming out of that, it is to the advantage of your soul if you know that you must remain in Yeshua the Messiah, that you must remain in the truth as prescribed in this word called the Bible. We don't go run to another hell. We don't run out of the frying pan into the skillet. So we don't run to, and for the saints, we don't run to another book. I don't care if it's the Quran. I don't care if it's the book that the Buddhists esteem or the Hindus or whatever their writings and their teachers. We don't come out of Christianity to run and flee into that. We run out of Christianity to come into the peace and safety of the body of the Messiah. Because as with Simon Magus, Simon the Sorcerer, and there were others, Elymas, he was a sorcerer, he was a Jew, and his name, he was Bar-Jesus. His name meant the son of Jesus. See, we've had many antichrists, and you can read about Elymas in Acts chapter 13, verses 4 through 13, I believe. You know, he was a, he opposed Paul. When Paul was converted to deputy, and Paul had to strike him with blindness in order to back him up off of coming against the gospel. So it's no big thing that the wicked and the unrighteous walk alongside of the righteous and the holy. You know, Paul made mention even the angels, you know, when he was speaking about the angels, the demons rather, appear as angels of light. You know, that's no surprise to us that their prayer appeared as an angel of light, and then his ministers do the same. That's not for us to be taken by surprise. It is for us to be more surprised at the fact of how many people, after seeing and hearing and reading this truth, can still be ignorant and follow those that are against Yah. That's what's surprising. It is expected that Satan and his servants are going to do what they do. But what's surprising is in the midst of Yah's word, that you still got people that will willfully be ignorant to follow a lie, to follow personality, to be in the spirit of Simon the Sorcerer. And this is why witchcraft, this is why the influence of demons and devils get into men that are over Yah's people. And they make merchandise of Yah's people. They make merchandise off the name of Yeshua, off the gospel. And the people love it. They will not resist it. And as a matter of fact, they come to the defense of the false apostles, of the deceitful workers, of the false and wicked pastors. And so we have, as I stated earlier, a bit earlier, that Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11, 13, he says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of the Messiah." This is Simon Magus. Simon the sorcerer was of such. And then he had followers. Then he said, "And no marvel." Don't be surprised. Marvel for what? He said, "For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." The wages of sin is death. Their works are the works of sin, the works of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. They're going to get their wage for their work. Their end shall be according to their wickedness, which is their works. So we are not surprised that Satan has, it's to be expected. But saints, it is time to open up our eyes. It is time to have love and desire for the truth that is not tied to a religion, be it men taking this truth and men coming and tainting it and making it into some type of system that they can use to control people, that they can use to extort, that they can use to exploit people. You know, you got ministers now, they know it's difficult. They know it's hard times, and they're going to this Bible, and they're preaching message to press upon and pull the strings of the people's heart and make people give their last bit of money to support their lavish lifestyle, and thinking that people are going to get a blessing by purchasing it through giving of tithes and offering and sowing these seeds. And the people believe this. And this is why I related to Simon Magus, because he thought to purchase the Holy Spirit. He wanted to buy the blessed things of God. We must understand that God, the things of Yah, cannot be purchased. They are priceless. You don't have a commodity. You don't have a currency. You don't have resources. They don't have nothing in this world that can afford the purchase to purchase the precious, the priceless things of Yah. Yah gives to us these priceless things, these precious things. He don't require of us. How in the world do men somehow become mediators and think to speak for Yeshua the Messiah and then begin to charge the people for what Yah has given the people? This is why Yeshua had to come, because Israel was under such oppression by religious leaders that were hypocrites, that did not follow under the strictness that they put on the people. They did not uphold the standard. They didn't give like they wanted the people to give. They were selfish, just like politics of today. These leaders today in this nation, presidents, congressmen, senators, they're not in the interest of the people. The political figures in this day and age are not in the interest of the people. The only someone that the people have today is God himself. But they're turning their back on God to continue to believe the lies of the people. That is the witchcraft, and it is happening in Christianity more than any other religion. This flamboyant religion that sells the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Everything is for profit and gain. You don't have to do nothing but just believe. There's not a way of life that you have to live. There's no conviction. Everything is about motivating people, calling out your blessing. Everything is a blessing, a blessing, a blessing in materialism. But the scripture teaches us, when God delivers us, don't charge our sin against us, that's a blessing. Why won't he charge it against us? Because we have common sense to acknowledge it and repent. Repentance is a blessing. Being chastened by God is a blessing. Going through persecution and affliction for righteousness' sake is a blessing. But they don't speak on this wise. They don't regard these things as blessings. They only see blessings as materialism, and the people only see blessing as materialism. It's sad. This is the witchcraft. And so I say that, and, you know, this magic spirit that is going on in the land, I tell you that it's really sad. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's a twofold thing. And I say this all the time. I said the worst is yet to come as much as the best is yet to come. You can trust and believe the best that is yet to come is not by way of a man in this three-dimensional realm. The best that is the yet to come, that is through the Yeshua the Messiah at his return. However, the worst that is yet to come is in the hands of men in this world. Because great tribulation has to come on the Gentile, Caucasian, European people. And since they have such an influence in the world, because the world is so intertwined into them, because they have dominion, they have power, they have rulership of the world, then that means that the whole world is going to suffer. It is a situation when America sneezes, everyone else catches a cold. She spread her germs, everyone else is sick. But the design, we must understand, the design is Yah's judgment. Great tribulation that is to come is Yah's judgment against the European, Caucasian, Gentile people. Because they have caused great tribulation unto all the other people that were not of their people. I'm referring to people of color. I'm referring to other continents. of people, that they have dominion and rulership and authority and influence over. So Yah is going to bring the Europeans, the Caucasians, Christians, unto great tribulation. It behooves us, because during that time, if we think people are fainting now, see, something Yah has us to understand. Once again, this ties in, I dealt with the origin of it from a religious perspective, because these are Christians, and Christians do some of the most heinous of crimes. They have some of the most perverted of ways. They are the most hateful that has ever been of people on this planet. In the name of who's supposed to be their Lord and Savior, that did not teach them this way of life. They did not learn this from Yeshua the Messiah. They don't learn this from the Bible. They've only taken his name under the influence of Satan to do his name's sake, to do his character evil, to really make people become antichrist, and they don't even know it. When you take the doctrines and the spirit of Christianity, you begin to be against Christ, because you are, in that sense, you become defiant. You become rebellious. You begin to love the things that Yah hate, and begin to hate the things that Yah love, and to a strong defense in them. Once again, I say, talk about Christmas to Christians. Speak against Easter. Speak against Sunday worship in respect to the true Sabbath, the seventh day. Speak against them pastors. I'd seen a video the other day of a pastor stood before his congregation. He had slept with a member's wife. Someone posted that video the other day. He slept with a member's wife, stood before the congregation, had a false sense of repentance and humility, and turn it into a motivational speaking. Begin to play on the intelligence of the people, which was insultive. And here's a man that is supposed to represent himself as a man of God. He is a pastor. And he get up there before these people, and these people begin to support him, and they begin to clap and cheer him on. And they got family members that they won't even forgive. They got people that have done less to them. Black people are the most hypocritical in this respect. If Christianity is about loving your enemies, then you ain't got a better Christian than black people. It's just as simple as that. The foolishness. You look at with Donald Trump, in that segment of Christians, the ultra-conservative Christians, they're very biased, very divisive. And I'm saying black and Caucasians. But you look at that sect of people, this man said some things out of his mouth that was very disrespectful to women, talking about grabbing their private part. You know, his wife was a stripper. Now, if she repented and got away from that, I don't have a problem with that. You know, and she made herself a wife. Apparently, she wasn't wife material then, but if she carry herself as a wife now, the love, mercy, and grace of Yah affords all of us to repent, all of us to acknowledge our mistake and turn from our wicked ways and walk in the righteous way. This is how I got to be where I am today. I wasn't born like this today. It came through a lot of chastisement. It came through a lot of mercy and love and grace of Yah that afforded me this opportunity, because I was the number one candidate for hell. I was. I acknowledge this. I don't know that there was a better sinner than me. That don't mean that there wasn't, but I can only know that what I did as a sinner, I can only speak for me. So we all come through this pathway having been through something and been ways that have been most ungodly. My point is that had that been let's use Barack Obama. Let it have been that he made a comment like that, or his wife was a stripper, and see had he had been able to be president of the United States of America with that history on him. So these people under this religion, the witchcraft of it, and I say it covers both sides because black people just as guilty. The Caucasians are guilty in their hatred towards Barack Obama that they had during his presidency, but black people are equally guilty for the love they had for him during his 8 years, because the hatred was not of Yah, neither was the love that in the adoration that they was had for him of Yah. Either way, it had nothing to do with Yah, and Yah was not the Lord and Savior that people need through Yeshua the Messiah. In either respect, on either end, it is an extreme. But I say that these times that we're in, you have to pay close attention because your souls are on the line. The Lord already made it very clear that many would say, Lord, Lord, I have done this in your name. And when I say this, I'm paraphrasing it, because many would say they've fed the homeless, brought homes to the homeless, fed the hungry, set the captives free. They built waters in Africa. They did all of these things. And he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. I never knew you. Not that I don't know you. I never knew you. See, Yah understands and sees some things that we don't see and understand. This is why we have to be close to him, because we can be deceived. We can be tricked by the words of men, by the personality of men and the character. I know, because I've been a deceiver. I've been a trickster, and I've tricked many in my circle of influence, and they have those that are much more greater of resources and charisma and personality and wealth and everything else than I was. And they can deceive a whole lot more than I can. I'm just being honest. But this is why it's imperative to stick with Yah, to his word. And see, when we come in this religious order, it interferes with our discernment. We are bombarded constantly by Satan's attack in so many different areas and so many different ways around our mind and thoughts. And it is impossible to stop all these attacks. But what we can do as a line of defense is stay with this word and let this word reveal to us what is true, and come from up under the witchcraft, because this is a religious nation. And when I speak in witchcraft, witchcraft is magical things that are done by witches, of course, you know, false preachers, politicians, false apostles, false prophets, senators, presidents. These are witches. Servants of Satan. If you're a servant of Satan, if you're not on the side of Yeshua the Messiah, teaching, preaching, and living the gospel truth, you are a witch. And so witchcraft is, you know, done, practiced, magical things by witches. And it, the use of magical powers obtained especially from evil spirits. This is witchcraft, the use of sorcery, communication with the devil, familiar spirits. This is witchcraft. Dealing with evil spirits, being influenced in evil spirits, and then being able to import them spirits from the spiritual realm of Satan and then export them into this natural realm to get a following of people. It is a hard saying to come to realize that Christianity is the home of Satan. His high seat is in this religion. Whether in Rome with the Catholic Church under the Pope, whether in the churches amongst the people, in the lands and the communities where the pastors are just as wretched, is just as evil, is just as sinful and greedy and idolatrous and adulterous as the people that they're supposed to be leading. As the people are sheep unto them for the slaughter, they are sheep to the spirits of Satan for slaughter. Satan is destroying their souls. He is slaughtering their souls, and they don't even know it because they're so wrapped up into the sorcery and the witchcraft of things, being prosperous, being rich, having cars, having power and influence, having notoriety, being prominent, having influence of people. They love that, being as celebrities. They love it. That's the slaughter of Satan. He's destroying their souls with this love that they have for the things of this world that Yah created, that Yah gives liberally. But be in Him, first seek you the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. They want to bypass seeking the kingdom of Yah and His righteousness. They want to go to the kingdom of Yah, but they don't want His righteousness. But then they want to jump to all the things of this world to be added unto them. They want the things of this world at the expense of their soul, such that Yeshua knew this, and He said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul? He was letting us know what was going to be tempting. But don't do it. Consider your soul against everything that this world has to offer. Weigh it against your soul. Is it worth your soul to go against the word of Yah, to lie, to commit adultery, to be in divorces and remarriages, to be in idolatry, to be in sexual perversion, to have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, to have an insatiable appetite that is not being fed by the word of Yah? It is okay to have an insatiable appetite for Yah. Just continue to eat of the goodness of Yah. But many prefer to eat from the table of Satan, and they can't be filled, and they can't get rest, and there's no peace unless that they are cohorting with Satan and with this world. And the peace of this world is not a peace. It's a falsehood. And it is why it's important for us to understand what is happening this day and time, to be best prepared for what is to come, for what is to come in Yah's judgment, and what is to come in Yah's promise to the saints. You got these protesters against Donald Trump now. I made it very clear, and I stand on this. Yah allowed for Donald Trump to be in power because Donald Trump is going to be the chastening rod, particularly to my people who, for whatever reason, when we talk about the Caucasian man and his character, I tell you, it's almost like dealing with a fraternal twin, if not an identical twin, that black people absorb everything that comes from Caucasian as an oppressor. The hatred, we even hate ourselves. The love, they even love the things of this world. They aspire to be like the Caucasians as a nation of people, as a nation of people. They want to fit in. But you can't put a square into a circle, not if they're the same size. You can't do it. They want to fit in where they don't fit in. they continue to strive to be relevant and to be accepted and not understand that Yah has not called you to be accepted because you are a peculiar people. But they continue to want to be common and familiar people. And this is the power, dominion, and influence of the Gentile, Caucasian, European people in this day and time, that everybody want to be like Americans. They want to fix themselves and their appearance. They just want to have their governments. They want their nations. They want their whatever America says is good. That's what people want to accept, not understanding, if you read this Bible, that the things that they call good is evil. The things that they call light is darkness. Woe be unto such ones. The things that they call sweet is really bitter. You can't trust this man. You cannot trust him. You got to read the fine print. When they're selling you something, telling you something, this man got an angle every time. Ministers of Satan, this nation is under witchcraft. Look at the pharmaceutical industry. How powerful they are. How they lobby and buy out your senators and your congressmen in order to get them to legislate in the best interest of the pharmaceutical industry. The issues that we're dealing with health care in America. They've been around the bush with Obamacare and the type of benefits that the people have. But nobody is paying attention to go to the source of the problem, which is go to the medical, the insurance companies, and regulate them in the way that they are overpricing, that they are gouging the people with exorbitant, much excessive pricing for treatment and care that need not be for prescriptions. They're very powerful people because they're witches, and they're intertwined in this Christian religious culture society. America is a world religious church, but it is the church of Satan. It is under the same spirit of his father, Simon the Sorcerer. It is the same spirit. It has just ever evolved. But America is one great church. This is why she feels she has the right to set the moral standard. This is why she believes, see, America believes itself to be God. So that's why she policing the whole world. She make a crime what other people do. She criminalize. She prosecute. She convicts. But she is without conviction, without prosecution, though she is guilty of prostitution, but she is not guilty as being prosecuted because they have no other authority on the earth that can hold America guilty for her crimes against humanity. They don't have no nation that can come in and pull George Bush and make him answer to what he did with Iraq and the lies. They don't have no nation to come and pull Barack Obama and hold him accountable for the continuing violence and wars of Bush's policy that committed crimes against the people, humanity, in Syria, in Yemen, in Libya, deposing leaders, going into nations taking over, and then with Donald Trump. So I'm telling you, Trump is ordained of Yah. Not that he's a man of Yah by any stretch of the imagination, but Yah put him because he's going to be the chastening rod. He's going to, you look at the violence of Chicago. That's going to be dealt with under his administration. That is going to be dealt with. It's going to be dealt with not for the love of the people either. It's not going to be dealt with for the concern and care of black people. It's going to be dealt with because it's an opportunity to continue in the racism under the pretense of having safe neighborhoods. But Yah is going to use that because attention and an effective means of stopping the foolishness of our people needs to be. And if it's by the hands of a racist, because you act better when you are under such oppression and such a strong conviction of your enemy, then so be it. But then also to come upon a Gentile world that they don't know the Caucasian European, he's also going to introduce the Great Tribulation. So judgment starts in the house of Yah first. But woe be unto once it leaves his house and he suffer his people. Woe be to these Caucasians, particularly the Christians that allow themselves to be deceived, that allow themselves to be taken advantage of, to support their heritage that is one rooted in all injustices and inequalities, that afforded them privileges and rights that were not ordained of God. And they relished and they prospered in it. But woe be to America and to Europe for continuing in the spirit of Simon the Sorcerer, for bewitching the whole world with this magic and sorcery. And America is unique in a sense that Daniel speaks about the beast that you couldn't identify. Let me tell y'all something. He's referring to America. See, the way that our government is set up is such that there's no particular face you can put to it. And that's why nations need to take heed that don't make no deals with America. You're dealing with the children of Esau, for one, and they don't hold deals. They betray you. They're disloyal. You cannot trust the children of Esau. You cannot trust the children of Esau. Esau made a deal with Jacob, and then he sought to kill Jacob because of the deal he made with Jacob. They're not trustworthy. And so these nations need to understand, you make a deal with American president, but there's no face to American presidency. So then you have Iran makes a deal with Obama, but President Trump comes along and the deal is null and void. And this is always going to be. This is the type of government. There's no face to this government. As Daniel didn't see a face for the last beast, you begin to understand, thanks to the Holy Spirit, that he's referring to America, because with Nebuchadnezzar, with Babylon, you had Nebuchadnezzar. With Persia and the Medes, you had Cyrus and Darius. With the Greeks, you had Alexander the Greek. Alexander the Greek. They say the Greek, but Alexander the Greek. But with the Roman Empire, there is no face. We are in this time now, and it's not by accident that the Roman Empire also is under the spiritual influence of the Roman Catholic Church, the Universal Church. It's synonymous with one another. And this is why I can speak regarding witchcraft and Christianity and tie it back to Simon the Sorcerer, who went to Rome, and it was necessary that Paul go into the Gentiles to get them from up under this witchcraft and from the up under this bewitching. And we're still dealing with it today. That's why Yah need true men of Yah to come against the lies and come against the witchcraft and break the power of Satan over the people's mind, and that their soul may be set free, that they not be victims and captives of religion and in bondage unto the oppressor, unto the enemy of the faith that come in the appearance of Yeshua the Messiah, but he is the Antichrist that has been forewarned. And there are many of them, and they continue to grow, and they're
producing children to now preaching the truth, preaching the gospel, speaking against sin is called hate speech now. They redefine even hate speech now. Speak against a homosexual because the word of God said a man should not lie with another man, and you speak against that, and you're called or you're accused of hate speech now. When you teach and preach against sin, and so many cowardly men that is supposed to be men of Yah won't say a word because they want their position. They want to retain their position and their influence and their wealth and their riches. And their association with the agents of Satan and devils, servants of his. They want to be, they want to love the world, they want to be friends with the world. So then when you speak against the ways of this world, you're homophobic and you're preaching hate speech by telling the truth, by speaking the gospel, which is the whole word of Yah. It is just not the New Testament. The New Testament is founded on the Old Testament. It is the express image of the Old Testament. But the spirit of the Old Testament is much or even more so relevant in the New Spirit, in the New Testament, because the spirit of Yah did not change. Grace and love and mercy in its abundance did not change the standard of Yah. It did not change the character of Yah. It did not change his expectation. As a matter of fact, it was given to us to rise up to his expectation, rise up to his standard, because in and of ourselves, we don't have the capacity to come up to the standard of Yah. But the witchcraft that is in Christianity amongst the servants of Satan would have you to think otherwise, and that you can enjoy the fruits of your labor of sin, and you're still going to be saved, unrepentant, unacknowledged, and all of this. So yeah, it's hate speech, but I'm telling you, for what they redefine hate speech is today, then I am a hate speaker. I love speaking hate for what it is defined today. If it's defined as speaking against sin, if it's defined as calling out a homosexual for having that act, calling a racist for his racism and practice of it, sexual perversion, if it means calling out the violence and ungodly wars abroad and in this nation and in our communities, and pointing the finger at it and bringing attention to it that people may see and have an opportunity to understand and know and repent. If it means talking about divorce and idolatry and adultery, then I love being a hate speaker. Count me in. Accuse me. I am guilty of hate speeches for Yeshua the Messiah's sake, for God's sake. Saints, it is time to break the spirit of witchcraft, which has us ignorant, which has us powerless, and having more so emotional. I tell you, God is using Trump and all those agitators. I'm going to say this in closing. They're servants of Satan. All they're doing is fueling this man, and they're creating. These are agents that's setting these protests and all these marches and all. For my live streamers, until next time, may the Lord continue to richly bless us in his love, mercy, and grace unto salvation above all else. I'm going to close with this. This is why the saints of God ain't got no business joining with the world. The world is not doing anything in the best interest of their own soul or in the interest of Yah and Yeshua. None whatsoever. You have instigators. You have provocateurs.
you have agitators that are amongst the people protesting because they're trying to turn this government inside out into a tailspin because it needs to be a new order. See, America is a nation. And you mark what I'm saying, because it's going to happen during Trump's presidency. America is a nation that has to create havoc. She has to create her enemy. America don't have a natural enemy. Everybody loves freedom, the ideal of it, and prosperity and different things. But America, in her psychotic mind and her paranoia, she has to create an enemy to remain relevant. So that's what happened in 9/11. They created 9/11. They blew up those buildings. They sacrificed them people to establish where we are today with this under this new world order. It is to come again with Donald Trump. So you best believe there's going to be a happening on these soils, on this soil, an event that is going to justify President Trump to take an action that he did not campaign on, that he had the people to believe that he did not foresee. So when he responds, it won't seem as though it was planned. When George Bush got into power, they knew what they were going to do, and he rode on that his whole presidency. They're going to do the same thing with President Trump. There's going to be an event that is going to strike America and grab the hearts of the people, and so that he can execute what is going to be of Satan against the people. But that is going to introduce the Great Tribulation. But in the meantime, black people will be chastised, and we need to be as a people. So, beloved, these are just thoughts to consider, but it is mostly time to repent and come into the righteous order of Yah, for the end is at hand. Judgment is coming, and it is a matter of life or death into eternity, burning forever in the lake of fire or being in the kingdom to come that Yeshua will reign, and where everything that the people can hope for in their well-being and livelihood of peace and safety and security and prosperity in the righteous order is going to be in Yeshua the Messiah kingdom. So, beloved, until next time, may the Lord continue to richly bless us in his love, mercy, and grace until salvation above all else. Take care.